The reading is taken from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know. But, with the help of God, we dared to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never used flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though, as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with you, with each of you, as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. And we also thank God continually, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. This is the word of the Lord.
Would you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and attitudes of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Some days I believe that this is one of the most incredible inventions, and on other days, one of the worst, the mobile phone. Now, I love this phone when it rings, and I can not only speak to, but I can actually see our son and daughter-in-law who live in South Africa, or our other two children and three grandchildren who live in Birmingham and Manchester. I can communicate with them. And there are so many ways that we're able to communicate with one another in the 21st century. Letters, emails, Skype calls, telephones, fax. The list goes on and on. And as human beings, we're created for communication. First and foremost, with God. God, our creator. And secondly, with each other. And the Bible says such a lot about communication skills. The Apostle Paul urged us as believers to speak truthfully with each other because we are members of one another. He also encourages to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Words from Ephesians. That's Christ-like love. And it provides a security in which good communication can thrive. Now, words play a key role in almost every conflict. When used properly, words promote understanding and encourage agreement. When misused, they usually aggravate offences and they drive people apart. Ephesians 4:29 forbids us from using our tongues in a corrupt way. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Corrupt types of communication include slander, gossip. Get into the habit of talking to people with whom you're having a problem rather than talking about them. And in those conversations, demonstrate love and humility by speaking with patience and gentleness. I gave my very first talk at CSK Church on Sunday, the 28th of October, 2012. I told the people gathered there on that day that I would never deliberately hurt or offend or upset anyone. However, I said that due to a number of reasons, including miscommunication, I may well sometimes cause offence or upset. And I told the people then, and some of you were there on that first day, and I'll say it again today. If I upset you, then please come and speak to me about it so that we can put things right. In any conversation, the best way to test your words is simply to ask yourself this question. Is what I am saying or about to say likely to please and honour God? Because words spoken in love need no interpreter. The Apostle Paul quite often communicated in words in written form by writing letters. And our Bible reading today was taken from the first letter he wrote to the church at Thessalonica. Now, one of the most important qualities for being a good communicator is to begin by being a good listener. Paul wrote in our reading today, "Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you." Mothers have a radar that is sensitive to the needs of their children. For nearly 2 years, until a child can talk, a mother has to figure out the needs of her child by observing and listening to every little clue of communication given by the baby. Communication happens in body language as well as in words. A prayer I often pray is, "Lord, help me to see people through your eyes and hear with your ears." You see, effective communication is the ability to listen carefully to what others are saying without interrupting or talking over people. If you ask God, he will increase your ability to really listen to people's needs, to understand people better, to communicate better. And the Holy Spirit helps us to avoid the problems of misinformation by staying in close touch with people. Paul wrote, "Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well." Spending time together, getting to know people better, this all helps with communication. The church here is getting quite large now, and it's very difficult for us to know everyone personally. That's why, or one of the reasons, we have our TTT, this time tomorrow slot in our service, so we can find out just a small amount about a member of our church family each week. Now, the best way to get to know people in the church better is to join a small group. Small groups meet at different times each week, and in them, members spend time supporting each other, studying the Bible together, sharing life's ups and downs, praying for one another. We'll be advertising on our July news sheet the details of our current small groups. We've got two now that meet during the day. Can I encourage you, if you're not in a small group, to consider doing that. CSK's strapline, it's there on the screen, is connecting to Jesus, making him known. The key communication skill we all need to nurture and grow is our ability to hear from God. He wants to communicate with us so much that Jesus came from heaven to earth to break down the barriers that were preventing humans from really connecting with him. He communicates with us so clearly in his word, the Bible, which is so full of promises of communication. Psalm 32 says this, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you." The Holy Spirit allows communications to happen on many levels and in a wide variety of situations. He speaks through the Bible, through prayer, through creation, through pictures he gives us, through his promptings, through the words of worship songs, through other people. We each need to tune in to how the Lord communicates with us. And we can ask him to help us with our communications with him, to expand those to multiple channels in all the different settings that we find ourselves in. So how do we communicate as a church? Well, in the past 5 years, as I've already said, we've grown quite a lot. From just 37 members registered on the electoral roll in 2012, that's the church membership list, to 135 registered at our annual meeting this year. And some of you, I know, have joined the church since April. We want to be able to communicate information to you as a church as efficiently as possible, which we try to do in church services each week via our news sheet and emails and website and Facebook pages. And recently we've been looking into different software packages available to churches, and we've registered with iKnow Church. Now, if you've filled one of our GDPR forms, your email address is on our database, and your name and email address will be already on our new iKnow Church database. So if that's you, you'll be receiving an email in the next few days that will welcome you to iKnow Church for Christ the Servant King, and will explain that to log in, you need to click on the link in the email, and then you'll be able to create your own password to iKnow. You'll be then taken to a password reset screen requesting you to change your password. And the password strength bar must turn green before you can proceed. And you can easily do that by making sure you're having a password, a capital letter or a special character. But those are not essential. And then you'll receive a notification on the screen that says, "All's done," with a smiley face, "it's all been completed," and a prompt to proceed to the iKnow website. And Nigel is now going to connect with the iKnow website to show you what happens next. So this is where it'll take you, where you need to include your email address and your new password that you've just created, and then this is what will come up. So this is the legal bit. It'll appear for you to read, and you have to agree it by clicking the button at the bottom on the screen. Which, once you've done that, you're on to the dashboard page that will look similar to this. Now, across the top, you probably can't see the word, it's a little bit small, but across that top bar, there's a word that says "me." And when you click on that, it takes you to your page, where you can then update your information. Currently, all we've got in there is your name and your email address. But you can see on that screen, you may not be able to if it's a little bit small, but you can include information such as your address, telephone number, give permission for your images to be used if you're okay with that. You can let us know whether you're okay for us to give your contact details to other church family members. There's a place to put your date of birth and other personal information. Now, don't worry, the site's secure. Other users won't be able to access your information. Only those with administration rights will be able to do that. So don't worry, church members are not going to discover how old you are. There's an option for you to upload a photo to your profile. Up the top there, you can put a photograph in. I don't know what Nigel's going to put in, but he's going to identify this strange picture now. Who knows what's going to go in there on the profile image? There you go, that one. And then you'll see across the top on your Me page that if you're a parent, you can add your children's information onto the system as well. So how is this system going to help us with communication? Well, currently, if we want to invite all the men in the church to a men's event, the email has to go out to the whole church. So if you're a lady, you'll still receive the invitation to the men's event. But with iKnow, we can target just the right audience with our emails. So only people who have indicated that they're male would get sent an email about a men's event. Similarly, if an event is being arranged for the 20s and 30s group, only the people aged 20 to 30 inclusive would receive the invitation. If it's a children's event being organised and we want to invite all families with children under a certain age to that children's event, only those parents who have included their children's information would receive an invitation. If you've youth, then as a parent, you'll hear about youth events because of the fact that you've put your information on there. Now, you'll see on the right-hand side of the Me screen that there's a section called My Availability. And here you can include events where you know that you're going to be away from church. For example, a holiday or a family event. So to do that, you just click the Add Holiday button, enter a name for your holiday or event, enter the start and end dates, and then click the Save Holiday button, which Nigel's doing. The dates will then be displayed in the My Availability section. There you can see it's got an aeroplane on. If you need to delete it, just hover over the icon, and then you can delete it if you put the wrong dates in or you want to cancel that holiday. I don't think anybody would want to cancel a holiday. Now, how's that going to help us with communication, you might think? Well, it's going to really help us putting together rotas. Because currently, if you're on a rota, you'd usually get sent an email by the leader of the rota asking you to let them know your availability. But rota leaders will no longer need to ask you for your availability, as if the rota leader tries to add your name on the rota to a date when you've indicated in this section that you're not available, it won't allow them to do that. I'll give you a great example because I'm already on the system. I have a holiday to Scotland coming up at the beginning of September, and I'd added the wrong holiday end date. So Nigel, churchwarden Nigel, tried to put on the system that I was leading at a service in September, as I'd indicated on the old style of rota that I'd be leading, and iKnow wouldn't let him because it said I was away. It works really well. So please indicate those dates really carefully. Team leaders will have access to rota areas, but again, they won't have access to your personal information. And you'll also see on the right-hand side of the screen a rota reminder notification box. Now, by default, iKnow will send you an email 5 days prior to the event that you're on the rota for, but you can change that if you prefer to be reminded a week in advance, if you prefer to be reminded 3 or 4 days in advance, you can personalize that to when you want to be reminded. Now, currently, we send that reminder email out from the office on either a Thursday or a Friday. But of course, once we get this system up and running, we'll stop doing that from the office. Now, you might be thinking, how on earth am I going to remember all these instructions? Well, don't worry, because there are really good help videos on how to do things with iKnow. There's the box up at the right. You just press help there, and it will give you detailed information how you access things. One thing to remember on that homepage, Me, is to save your information at the bottom of the page. There's a green bar that you press that says save all your information when you've inputted it. Now, general church members will have standard permissions. So if you're a member of a team, for example, you'll have a team icon at the top of your dashboard page. There's Nigel showing you now. This person, this pretend person we've made, he's a member or she's a member of a team and she's a member of a small group. So the left icon is the small group icon. The other one is a team icon. This tells you who else is in the team. And it means that we can communicate among small groups within I Know as well. And if you're on a rota of any description and discover you can't fulfill a rota, you can look up the team rota, view it, and then arrange a swap yourself and let the team leader know, which will be really helpful in supporting and encouraging one another in church. So how else does I Know help us to communicate? Well, on the dashboard page there, you'll see there's a box called Prayer and Praise Box, middle of the screen, right at the very bottom. And the Prayer and Praise Box, in that section, you'll see that Nigel Double, our church warden, has asked for prayer for myself and family, as my mother-in-law died on Monday, and her funeral is on Tuesday this week, and I'm very happy for everybody in the church to know that. So if you have an item for prayer that you'd be happy for the whole church to know and pray for, then that can be included in the prayer and praise section. But when you go into that section, if you just want the prayer chain to know, you can click the box to say that. There are different options of who would find out, but if you say the whole church, it will be on that cover page so we can pray and support one another. So back to the dashboard. On the right side of the screen, there's up and coming church events advertised. They're on a rolling rotator. There we go, at the bottom right. So anything that's happening in the church, those things are advertised in that corner there. On the dashboard page as well, you'll see there's a little section that's called Be Challenged and Inspired Box, and that gives you a Bible verse for every day. A moment to pause and just reflect and read a word of scripture. Now, currently our sermons are on our church website, but people with podcasts will be able to download the sermons automatically onto your iPhones with a mobile app that we're looking into that links into this I Know package. Now, with anything new, the only way to become familiar is to log in and have a go and keep checking in daily if possible to read the Bible verse and check out what's happening. Now, if you don't have email or PC, please don't worry. We're still going to be producing a printed news sheet and we'll still have notices up here in church, so you won't be left out. You will still find out what's going on. Psychologist Rollo May said this: communication leads to community, that is, to understanding, intimacy, and mutual valuing. If you got a phone call from your doctor today and he said, I need to see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock, would you keep that appointment? I'm sure you would. Now, he may tell you that you're in the best shape that you've ever been, but you'd want to know what your doctor had to say to you and why he wanted to meet with you. The doctor of our soul wants to speak to us every day. He wants to talk to you. He wants to communicate with you. He communicates a message of love, grace, and hope to us all. So spend time with him every day, getting to know him better, allowing him to communicate with you through his word, through prayer. And let's learn from him how he wants us to communicate with one another as individuals and as his church. Would you pray with me? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you that you are a God of relationship and communication. Help each of us here to hear you more clearly and to communicate your message of love and grace and hope, both in our actions to others and in our words. And help us as your church here in Hampton to communicate in ways with each other that glorify and honour you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.